Home builders in Sioux Falls are opening their doors, flipping on light switches, and inviting people inside brand new homes.
Here we have huge pantry, walk-in pantry, which is also a very large trend.
Don Stenberg highlights features in this home on the southeastern side of Sioux Falls. The brand new 2,700-square-foot house boasts four bedrooms, an open-concept floor plan, and a sunroom off the back. This is a twin home. On the other side of the west wall, another similar home stands on the same lot. It's listed at just under $300,000. Stenberg says she's seeing more people, especially people getting older, who are looking for the amenities and space twin homes offer.
It's really exactly like a home, any normal home, with the exception we're not going to have windows on the common wall side. So as long as you have windows at the back of those rooms, and those rooms that we have over here, the bedroom, there is a window going the back. There is a window going out the front of the house. So there's still a window in that room, just nothing on that one side.
Stenberg is vice president of Built by Joshua, a Sioux Falls-based company that builds twin homes and single-family houses. She says houses are moving off the market much faster now than just a couple of years ago.
We are really staying very busy right now. Interest rates obviously are helping that. And people, you know, are always going to be aging and always going to be thinking about downsizing and simplifying their life, getting rid of all the responsibilities large homes require.
The South Dakota Housing Development Authority says Sioux Falls isn't the only metro area seeing foundations poured and walls framed. Executive Director Mark Lossing says he sees the construction statewide.
I think in your major cities, and I don't know if you would call these major in other states, but for South Dakota, they're all seeing a lot of building going on. You know, cities like Watertown, Mitchell, Aberdeen, Pierre, Rapid City, Spearfish, those types of cities. It's the smaller communities, you know, that are 3,000 or less that don't see that type of activity but are trying to develop some type of housing for their communities.
Lossing says South Dakota communities need more workforce housing, rental and purchase options working people can afford on low-end salaries. He says the Housing Development Authority is collaborating with other groups to establish strategies for rural communities to encourage housing development.
It just costs more to build the housing because the contractors aren't there. The land is cheaper, but to build the actual home, it costs more just because contractors have to include travel, getting materials there, and things like that. Appraisals are also somewhat of an issue in rural areas, trying to find comparables and trying to get appraisals enough to meet the amount of loan that you have to make to finance the particular project.
Those aren't the only barriers to rural development, according to real estate sales manager and designated broker Dave Mortimer.
Well, I think some of the differences, you know, we can associate to really truly the cost of gasoline. And in some senses, you know, the markets are always going to move a lot better in areas where, you know, transportation to work is a lot closer, transportation to grocery stores and to shopping, retail markets and those kinds of things.
Mortimer works for Coldwell banker Lewis Kirkby Hall Real Estate in Rapid City. He oversees about 60 broker associates in real estate West River.
You know, our first-time home buyer market is actually our largest portion of the market that's out there that's able to buy. And then the move-up buyer moving from, you know, what I would say maybe that $125 amount up to maybe $250,000 mark is our second kind of busiest or demanding part of the market. And then anything over $300,000 tends to be a little bit slower.
What used to sell in months is now turning over in just weeks, sometimes even days. Mortimer says a robust first-time homebuyer market indicates people experience positive life changes, solid employment, marriage, families. Mortimer says one challenge for people looking in lower price ranges is that those homes often require updates.
The real estate itself will be older in age. The condition will generally mean that because it is of older age, hey, it will have been worn a little bit more.
Upgrading that gets expensive, and Mortimer says lenders are hesitant to approve fixer-uppers for first-time homebuyers. He says that's a reason lower-income families can't necessarily purchase lower-priced properties.
And so what you see happen is that the lower-priced real estate tends to be picked up by investors that can pay cash, they can afford to put the improvements into the homes, and those kinds of things.
We do a tray ceiling in the bedrooms oftentimes. In the fireplace, we've got glass mosaic around it instead of what you most common would see in the past would be 12 by 12 tile or granite. So here we just kind of mix it up a little bit and use glass tile.
Back in Sioux Falls, Don Stenberg points out features in this $299,900 home. Current trends show the house is likely to sell much more quickly now than it would have in the middle of the housing crunch. But realtors note that around the state and across all income brackets, lenders tend to be more conservative now. They're concerned about their risk and whether applicants can actually afford the homes they want. That's one product of the housing crisis South Dakota couldn't escape. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.